Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement, the show where we help you make smarter decisions about your money so you can live abundantly with confidence, clarity, and peace of mind. I am your host, Carol Dewey. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like the market is calm and peaceful one day, and then suddenly you hear that unmistakable music from Jaws playing in your head? That's exactly how investing can feel sometimes, especially when headlines change faster than the tides. One moment, the skies are clear and the waves are gentle, and the next, there's a fin slicing through the surface. Today, we're talking about how to survive shark-infested markets, how to stay calm, confident, and protected even when the financial waters get a little choppy. Just this week, I met with a woman who perfectly represents what so many investors are feeling right now. She came into my office cautiously. She admitted right away that she's risk-averse. She told me she pulled all of her money out of the market back in February when things started to fall. And when she reached out to her advisor for guidance, do you know what he said? He told her he didn't have time for her because he had 400 other clients. 400. Imagine how that felt. You've trusted someone with your life savings, you're worried, and they tell you they don't have time for you? No wonder she lost confidence. It took us several meetings to rebuild that trust, but last week she finally said, Carol, I'm ready. I just need someone who actually listens and who has a plan. So we created a blended strategy, part annuity for guaranteed stability and part managed portfolio for long-term growth. And then she asked the big question everyone seems to be asking. Carol, do you think the market's going to keep running up, or are we due for a visit from the bear? Great question. And the truth is, both sharks and bears can show up when you least expect them. I recently read an article called How to Survive Shark-Infested Markets that used such a brilliant metaphor, I have to share it with you. It compared today's market to swimming off the coast of Amity Island, that sunny little beach town from the movie Jaws. Everything looks peaceful. The water's calm, the sun is shining, and the lifeguards are telling everyone it's safe to swim. But just below the surface, something dangerous is circling. That danger, according to the article, comes from unpredictable policy changes, tariffs, trade threats, political surprises, things that can cause markets to suddenly bleed red. Every time investors start to relax, something happens that reminds them how fragile confidence can be. And right now, the market really is priced for perfection. The Shiller-Cape ratio, which measures how expensive the market is compared to earnings, is sitting near its highest level in history, even higher than before the dot-com crash. That means the market doesn't have much margin for error. Even a small shock, a tariff, a geopolitical event, or a sudden shift from the Federal Reserve could send fear rippling through the system. But here's the key. The goal isn't to panic. The goal is to swim smartly. Let's be honest. Fear is powerful, it's contagious, and it spreads faster than facts. When the market drops, your body literally reacts the same way it would if a shark swam up next to you. Your adrenaline spikes, your heart races, and your instinct is to get out of the water. That's what my new client did earlier this year, and that's what thousands of investors did back in 2020 and again in 2022. They jumped out of the market at exactly the wrong time. But the problem isn't fear itself. The problem is being in the wrong boat. If your portfolio isn't designed for your level of risk and your advisor isn't communicating with you, then every wave feels terrifying. That's why at Perpetual Wealth Financial, we focus on helping our clients navigate with confidence, not by promising smooth seas, but by making sure the vessel is strong enough for any conditions. So let's talk about what it means to swim smartly. The article laid out four key traits of a disciplined investment approach. I've adapted them for how we work with clients here in our firm. Trait number one, avoid the shiny objects. It's tempting to chase what's hot, whether it's AI stocks, crypto, or whatever the media is obsessing about this week. But hype is like bait in the water. It looks enticing, but it often leads straight into danger. In our process, we avoid emotional investing. We focus on companies and sectors with real earnings, stable leadership, and long-term relevance. Trait number two, focus on value and resilience. Instead of betting on the next big thing, we look for businesses that can adapt. Companies with strong balance sheets, consistent demand, and management that knows how to navigate cycles. Think of it this way. These are the swimmers who know how to stay calm when the current changes direction. And trait number three, think globally. Diversification isn't just about owning different sectors. It's also about geography. When the U.S. is dealing with policy uncertainty or election noise, other parts of the world may offer steadier growth. That's why we maintain a disciplined global allocation strategy to reduce the impact of any one country's headlines. And trait number four, keep some safe harbors. Every good swimmer needs a buoy, something to hold on to when the waves rise. In a portfolio, that might mean having some cash, fixed income, or annuities that provide guaranteed income no matter what the market does. That's what my client chose, a portion protected in an annuity and a portion still participating in the market with guardrails. Because the goal isn't to avoid the water, it's to stay in the water safely. Here's the truth. Markets will always have sharks. Tariffs, elections, wars, algorithms, something will always be lurking beneath the surface. But you can decide how you swim. At Perpetual Wealth Financial, our approach is called the Perpetual Wealth Navigation Process. It's built on three guiding philosophies. You first. Everything begins with your goals, not with a product. Taxes last. We design strategies that minimize taxes wherever possible. And three, side effects least. We aim to reduce hidden risks, costs, and unintended consequences. We also use a 21-point wealth assessment to identify where your financial plan might be vulnerable. Think of it like a safety inspection for your boat, checking for leaks, weak points, or outdated equipment before you hit rough seas. That's how we turn fear into strategy. You can't control the sharks, but you can control how prepared you are. Now let's get back to that question from my client, and probably from many of you listening. Are we primed for another bull run, or are we due for a visit from the bear? My most honest answer is this: both are possible. We could see continued momentum as long as the economy holds up and earnings stay strong. But we also have high valuations, global tensions, and political uncertainty that could trigger those corrections. Rather than trying to predict the next wave, focus on what you can control. Your asset allocation, is it aligned with your comfort level? Your cash flow needs, do you have liquidity for near-term goals? Your tax efficiency, are you minimizing unnecessary drag on performance? Your emotional discipline, can you stick to your plan when headlines scream otherwise? That's the real difference between surviving and thriving in shark-infested waters. So as we wrap up today's conversation, here's what I want you to remember. You can't eliminate market risk, but you can control how you respond to it. Fear feeds the sharks, but clarity, confidence, and communication keep you safe. Don't hide on the beach and miss the sunshine of opportunity. Just learn to swim smarter. And if you're wondering whether your plan is built to survive whatever comes next, let's talk. Schedule your 21-point wealth assessment, and let's make sure your financial vessel is seaworthy for the journey ahead. That's all we have for today's episode of Navigating Abundant Retirement. If you found this helpful, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. You can learn more about our planning process by visiting www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com or by calling our office at the number listed in the show notes. Until next time, remember, the goal isn't just to survive the market, it's to navigate it with confidence. Thanks for listening today, and I'll see you again next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.